The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Ever wondered how a book gets made into a movie?
Or how to master the art of cooking?
Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef.
On our podcast, we're going to be serving you a fresh perspective of the entertainment industry alongside our favorite celebrity guests.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
Trouble. Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline. We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings. It's Farrell on the bench. I believe in whipped cream with everything.
All right, Farrell on the bench, hour two. Carver Hyde just sitting here just talking horribly about people with me, which is awesome. We try to at least one or two segment breaks, we try to at least every night, I think, talk bad about somebody.
Well, we try to talk bad about somebody all night long. There's no doubt about that. But sometimes you continue, you know, obviously we're coming back and the music starts and, right, you know, I open the window and you're still talking bad about somebody. I didn't put your audio up, of course, but you were still talking bad about people.
Right. Good. So anyway, your girl Molly McCann just got her ass beat in Abu Farrell.
She got just pillared a post. I mean, she had no chance in that fight. Molly McCann from the pride of Liverpool. No good for her tonight.
Oh, she was English. I thought she was Irish.
Yes, English.
Screw her. If she's not from Ireland, screw her. I don't care what she thinks. Anyway, here's the deal. She did cut a nice, two inch gash on that Santos's eyelid. I mean, this thing is enormous, the cut on that girl's eye. But that girl, she was so violent. At one point, I thought she was a man. And I mean that. Like, she was ripped, and she was like a python just beating this girl's ass. And she was on top of her like a snake, like a python. She had her legs wrapped around her like she had no chance against that thing. I don't even know what that was. I was like, it was like a python. She was like a man. She was so savage. I was like, I'm scared to death of that chick. I mean, she looked like, she was nasty looking after that fight. Like, she looked like, I'm like, take a shower, honey. I mean, you just look like you kill somebody tonight. She was savage. Whatever. Are you doing this to me already? You're really going to do this to me again? Honest to God, I mean, holy shack.
Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. I'm still on my own journey, but I want to be transparent with you because as I was posting all the highlights of my life on social media, I was breaking down. And too many people fall victim to the picture-perfect image of the high life. So I created a space to discuss the good and the bad. We can laugh, man. We gonna learn. And most of all, I hope to inspire you to go on this journey with me to better mental health. This is gonna be your church, your turn up, and everything in between. So join me on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, a safe space for every kind of person. Listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, Pharrell on the bench like you read about. Anyway, what I was saying before was, and I never got to finish my story, Carver High screwed that up for me. Started talking about some phony-ass Irish chick that was from England the whole time. Liar. Show me your visa. Show me your papers. Anyway, I was telling you the story of Southern California. I know how excited you get to hear these stories, but here's the deal. If you don't like them, go to bed. So I lived there forever, did the show there forever, and I was on in San Diego. Now, when I was on CBS, I was on, CBS Sports Radio, I was on The Fan in San Diego, right? No problem. Loved it. I got nothing but love for those people. Carver, we never had any problems there, or frankly, no problems anywhere when we were there in terms of affiliates and big stations and whether they liked the show or not. The show kicked ass and took names everywhere. I mean, that's the bottom line. Is that not accurate?
That is accurate. Never a problem in San Diego.
Well, knock on wood, anywhere for that matter. Who gave us problems? What market complained about the show? Because the show's edgy and everything else. Yeah, I don't think it's that edgy. I thought it was the Vatican Network. I thought it was candy ass. But for a lot of people, the show was edgy, right? And I never thought it was, but radio people do. And it's whatever. Like, that's the weakest ass show I ever did. I mean, it really was candy ass. You know it was, because you ran the show, right? And Mafia. And then when you listened to me when you were a kid, the show was way edgier, wasn't it? And crazier?
1,000 times edgier. Nothing against, obviously. I mean, it's just a different show. I mean, you were, you were younger. Were crazier. You were, there's a lot going on in your life during those times that doesn't go on now, if you catch my drift. There was a lot
drinking
of things that
drugs.
Were yeah. I mean, there was a lot of things going on during that time. So it was crazier back in the day. But that, it's just different now. It's still crazy now. It's just different kind of crazy.
Mel Carmerson said to me once, he said, I always remember things people say to me. And that, get my attention, right? He said one day, it was Thanksgiving, the day before Thanksgiving, I think. It was probably like a Tuesday or Wednesday of the week of Thursday Thanksgiving. And he said to me in an elevator, he said, you were a lot better when you were drunk and high. And I was like, I said to him, I go, thanks, have a great Thanksgiving, but I'll pass. Because, I knew my state of mind, right, at the time was definitely, put it this way, I wasn't walking any tightropes over the Grand Canyon. I wasn't going to do, what's that guy's name that we always watch in the studio? What's his name? Your boy with the tightropes? Valenda. Nick Valenda. I'm not when I've had name, yeah. If I've smoked 50 fatties and had 100 JMOs and a couple of Guinness, I'm not exactly the guy you want crossing the wire over Times Square, right? But what's the other one he does, the what's the one up in Buffalo, the what's the waterfall called? Niagara Falls. But anyway, I have no idea where this conversation started. But the show was better then, way back then, because of you're right, younger, crazier, wilder, nuts, whatever. But when I did it at CBS Sports Radio, it was kind of to some people edgy and whatever, crazy, and I thought it was candy ass. But there were people that definitely thought, that's a little bit much for the radio. Okay there, Mr. Man. We're just not having this talk of gambling and just, I mean, there's This guy's talking about hookers. What is going on the radio? We just aren't having this in this day and age. We're not having it. And I'm like, and I was sitting there. I used to work for these guys. What a bunch of candies. I mean, it was Lollipop City over there. I mean, let's face facts. But I never gave anybody ever any problems, right? I just do the show, man. I go with the flow. No big deal. I think when I was young, I was crazy, and I definitely didn't listen. And then now I'm an old guy, and I am, you know, chicks want to sleep with me. There's nothing I can do about it. But here's the deal. I was on there, and the show was very popular for many, many years in Los Angeles and San Diego, and that's just all there is to it. When I was on there on The Fan, it was, I think, you know, for about 5 years there, starting to gain popularity there for sure, and it is what it is. And now I'm going to be on this great signal, 1090, and it is what it is. Tomorrow they're going to do this big announcement, but if they were going to do the big announcement tomorrow, why'd they do it today? You know what I mean? Like, so I know one guy, the guy that my guy, Scott Kaplan, who does afternoons, he's the king of San Diego sports talk. Scott had me on today. So like, it's not, it's already the, what is it? The worms out of the can or whatever the, what do they call it? I don't even know. Like the cat's out of the hat. Whatever, I got your bag. Anyway, bag man. But anyway, so he had me on today and announced that I'm going to be on there. So it is exciting, and I'm excited for it. I'm down with it. I like, it's a great signal. The station's iconic, legendary stuff. Like, I mean, you have no idea going back in history who was on that station. Wolfman Jack, you name it. It's the stuff of legend. But, you know, I've been on some legendary radio stations in my time. I've been on the best stations in America, that's for sure. And all of them. You name it, I've been on it. So I've been on every radio station that ever mattered in the business. And that's just all there is to it. And I think this is one of the greatest signals I've ever seen in my career of 35 years. This signal is, I've said it best. I think I really did hit the home run, the big bomb, the big grand salami, the big 480-foot Jack Butter home run. Like, I mean, this guy just lit one out of here like a rocket. And it was saying that you can hear it in heaven and you can hear it in hell. I mean, you can hear, this station goes forever. And you can hear it in, Satan's down there listening to it right now. And that's just what's so kick-ass about it. And what's funny is it's every night, no matter what, at nighttime, it is the, I think it's the greatest radio signal that ever existed on the face of the earth. This thing, you can hear it literally in heaven. You know, at the pearly gates, when you go in there and you roll in and you got to hook up with your boys, who is it? St. Peter's Carver High. And then you go through him and then you hook up with Jesus and then you got to deal with God, right? Isn't there like a three door, you got to go three doors down, like, and there's a whole deal, right?
There's several levels you have to pass before you get to the end of the world. Yes, correct.
So but overall, when, you know, they rated signals, I think that, you know, 1090 made it all the way to the hizzy. You can hear it. God's up in a hot tub, chilling the most, having a martini, and he's listening. He knows what's up with the mighty 1090. Now the mightier 1090. It's mightier because Sports Grid took it over. Bottom line, as partners, doing the engineering of it and running of it in terms of getting it on the air and getting it up in the air and all over, everywhere, is our end of it. That's what we do, program it and produce it, basically, right? And then I'm going to be on there every day twice. How's that sound? I'm on it 1 to 3 West. And I'm on it 7 to 9 West. So you get coast to coast at 1 to 3, and you get Pharrell on a bench at 7 to 9, and that's West Coast time every night. And literally, you can hear this radio station, and there's no exaggeration. You can hear it in San Diego all the way to Los Angeles. You can hear it in LA. And I mean to tell you, it is the craziest thing you've ever heard. I used to drive, and I mean, and this guy knows I totally respect his game. But I'm really good friends with Kaplan. He's a badass. But there's a guy that, you know, he knows, obviously, Hacksaw Hamilton. So do you, Carver. Hacksaw did, like, the, you know, the show that I used to sit and listen to him driving up to do my show in Culver City at Westwood One. I'd be like, up and down the California coast, the Central Valley. He's from San Diego to... I mean, he had it all going, bro, and he owned it. I love it down there.
Have you written a book and need some insight into what comes next?
Or are you passionate about cooking and want to know how to make it your career?
Or maybe you just want to hear insider stories about the entertainment industry. Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef. And on our podcast, Two Guys from Hollywood, we bring our expertise to the table with, of course, delicious cocktails and all kinds of recipes for you to try at home.
So grab a drink and join us. We've got a wide range of celebrity guests and Hollywood insiders to discuss pop culture, publishing, and entertainment. And we'll provide you with an unfiltered and sometimes brutally honest show about Hollywood.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
All right, we're on the bench. So anyway, to make a long story longer, I'll be on out in SoCal again. And I know, look, I went on there today, so it's not like I get all these secrets and everything, all their fancy news releases and all the rest, and media and all these other things that I don't care about. I read all these stories the other day that somebody sent me, I think from maybe from the network, I don't know, about all these other things going on with our other networks and affiliates and our partnerships and all. It's always growing and it's a great thing what they're doing, and it's all very exciting. And I read about these things and then I see my name in there and it's great and everything. I think all the guys do a great job. Morenci, Wetzel, everybody on the Sports Grid Radio overnights, certainly Carver High, Mafia. And then when we do, you know, most of the shows, obviously, on the TV side are kick-ass. I'm familiar with a lot of the people that have come on my show, Smitty and Ariel and Dane and KW and obviously all of them, you know, Blew It, Kurtz. And am I leaving out anybody, Carver High? Is there people that I'm actually leaving out here? I've had on Pisa Pia, all of them, Craig Mish, obviously. Your boy Joe Lisi. Have I forgot anybody?
Off the top of my head, I don't think so. You rang off a lot of names.
Okay. And then they've got, well, obviously Sussman, they do all these shows. And Fantasy Sports Today, there's a million shows. And I can't keep track of all of it, but I know that I support all of it. And it's all very exciting, the growth of it all, and sports betting and gambling and being on and doing the TV side, Coast to Coast, 4 to 6 East, and then this show, 10 to midnight on the radio, Sports Grid Radio overnights now. And then to get, you know, just seeing it grow and turn into things, and to get on in a place that I love, and to be partners with them, not just as an affiliate, but actually, you know, basically getting the network going and getting it on the air and getting it up in the air and getting fans excited in Southern California, that we're involved in that end. And that I, you know, helped facilitate it because I knew Scott and we all made it happen together. It was a really cool experience. And then I went on today with him to announce that I was going to be back on there and do two shows a day, 5 days a week in San Diego. It's Gandhi to me. And I, you know, really, I've said this a million times, I wish I lived there still. And, you know, and I miss chicks in bikinis. You know, it's just around here, everybody wears too many clothes. And, you know, people are wearing boots and coats and winter hats and hoodies and sweatshirts and sweats. And Carver Hyde, tell them what I wear to work. What do I wear to work? I don't even have to ask. I know you're going to get it right. What do I wear to work?
Well, you wear shorts every day. Every day.
Do I wear shoes?
No.
No. So, like, why would I live here when I could live in San Diego? Honestly, like, it's like the worst thing that's ever happened to me that I moved back here. I will say this, though. I met 34C and she's smoke show hottie. And I got two kids with her, and it is the best thing that ever happened to me in my life. So I guess New York did me justice at the end of the day. And that's why I'm still here. I've my roots are here now, and I've lived here, and I've settled down here, and I got a family here, and I've grown into, I think, New York, certainly. I've succeeded here. You got to remember, the whole time I was in L.A. doing the show, it was a New York show, Carver. I knew it was a fan show. WFAN New York was the home station of Pharrell on a Bench. It was all an act. I was doing it in L.A., but it was actually a New York show. So I did Letterman a few times because I was really a New Yorker, like a vagabond New Yorker, where I just wasn't here, right? I was in L.A. But then I moved here to New York, and I've been here ever since. So it is what it is. Over 20 years plus here now. And then the rest of my career, a little bit scattered in other places, but mostly L.A. and New York. So I've always said, I hate to say it because I lived in Chicago, too, and I liked it there. But and I really did like living in Chicago, and it's a great town. And I think nothing but good things about Chicago. It's badass. But I used to always say, when you're on in New York and L.A., nothing else even matters. I mean, honestly, it's so true. I'd be like, I used to do the show and say, good evening. I just wanted to say none of you matter to me. But New York and L.A., that's what got my rocks off, right? And so to me, I like San Diego better than L.A. How do you like them apples? I mean, it's not even close. L.A. is a hellhole, and San Diego is just where you want to be. It's what's up. People in San Diego have it all figured out. Let me tell you, they have it all figured out. It is absolutely Gandhi there. There is nothing better. Carver Hyde, do you know that every day of the year is beautiful there? And at nighttime, you can go for a walk. Like, I know you've been out to Cali with me. Do you remember, like, after we did the show at like midnight, we're walking around LA and you're like, it's just so nice out.
it's great. There's nothing like Southern California. When you talk about weather.
Smells good.
Yeah.
Smells like gardenias, right? And weed.
Yep. No, I haven't been to San Diego. I haven't been way that down far south in Cali, but I'd love to go to San Diego. Now. It's one of those places I love to go.
Well, you will now. Do you know what I told him? Yep. We were in a meeting, and the guy's, you know, I don't even know. I just said to the guy, he's like, you're going to do radio again. I'm like, says who? He's like, you're going to do radio again. I'm like, all right, well, then I'm going to San Diego at least 4 or 5 times a year. And you're paying for it. How's that sound? Like, so I'll do it. I just want to be able to go to San Diego and do it. So we need to do, like, you know, the residencies that we do in Vegas. You know how we do, like, 2-week runs in Vegas? Son, get ready. You better get that sunblock out, Carver High. You better get that sunblock out, son. We going to San Diego, son. In the way.
No, I usually do well in places like that. You know, those are the type of places. You get a, you know, a place like San Diego, I'm going to be making it happen there. That's for sure.
You might have to bring Hot Nicole and Big O out there. I think you'd really enjoy it. It's a nice spot, man. It's so nice there. Like, it is just so unbelievable there in terms of, I know people that don't respect it or understand it. Like, when I tell you, there's never, have you ever heard anyone say anything bad about it? Ever. Never once. They're like, the worst thing you ever heard them say was, I can't believe the Chargers left San Diego. That's all you ever hear, right? What else have you ever heard? Like, you've never heard someone say anything bad about it because it's so Gandhi. It's just so unbelievable there. It's like, when you're there, you're like, it's this way every day of the year. They just, like, I remember this year, like in, I don't know what it was, February, it rained there or something. And it literally almost shut the city down completely. Like, they got 3 feet of snow. It rained one day and people just absolutely lost their minds. There were car wrecks everywhere. People were floating in rivers. People didn't know what to do. It rained. They didn't know what to do because every day is just crystal clear sunshine. Like, have you ever seen, do you remember like when you watch Animal Kingdom or you watch, any of these shows like in where they show the shows set in Southern California, like it's in San Diego. Do you remember what was the show? Sons of Anarchy, right? And I think that was the greatest show that was ever made. And the whole thing was based in Southern California. And it just every day when you saw the show, you watched for 7 years. Not once ever did you ever see rain. Ever, or like a cloud. You remember how they were always in the just riding their hogs and they had sunglasses on and helmets and they were, and it was just there was never a cloud. It was just blue skies. I mean, there was smog. I mean, you're dying while you're living there because the LA, there's so much smog, it'll kill you just walking out to get your mail. But it's beautiful there every day. You know, it's weird. In the morning, it'll be marine layer, it'll be cloudy, it'll be foggy, it'll be. It looks rainy. It looks crappy. You can't even, it's dark. It's gray. It's crappy. And then at 1 o'clock, it's just boom. It hits like a bomb and it gets sunny and it's just crazy. Anyway, Carver High's like, you've talked about San Diego for an hour. He just said that in my ear. He's like, Jesus, change the subject.
It's actually only been 45 minutes, but we're getting there. We're almost at the hour mark. But it's such a great place. It's such a great place.
But, like, what do you want me to talk about? These crappy fights that have been on all night?
These fights like, are awful. They're lucky that they put this on TV tonight. They're lucky they gave you this for nothing. But this is ESPN Plus, isn't it?
It's
ESPN Plus. Isn't it ESPN Plus? Mafia said today it was on regular ESPN.
It's on
Plus.
ESPN, bro.
Okay.
I'm watching it on ESPN.
I have it on the computer.
Do you watch it on your phone?
On the computer.
Okay, well, it's on TV right now. It's on free ESPN.
But
and
there
I'm
was
sure
a
it's
barn burner in the MLS tonight. That Vancouver San Jose game was off the charts. That Vancouver yacked up a 3-1 lead and lost 4-3. Multiple 90-minute injury time goals for the Earthquakes tonight of San Jose.
Who won the game?
San Jose.
All right. So anyway, I'm just telling you that the fights are on ESPN Plus as well. It's on my Plus. On my phone, and it's on the regular TV channel. So the guy fighting Jimmy Rivera, Mafia and I know him from Tiger Shulman in Jersey. Jimmy Rivera is a local fighter, and he's the number one, like literally number one fighter in the UFC in takedown defense. 95%. That's the guy right now. He's got the guy in a headlock. This guy's in all kinds of trouble with this headlock he's got him in the third and final round with a minute 20 left. He's got him in a, like literally by his throat, and he's not letting him go. He's just not letting him go. So I'm going to, like, see if he can kill this guy. I'll be right back. Yeah, I don't know how many fights there are left. I really don't. Not only that, I don't care. I'm glad my boy Jimmy Rivera...
It is tough because you have no idea because you don't know. It's not like you're waiting on somebody who some big fight to start. You know, trust me. I mean, we're not sitting here looking at the clock waiting for Ige to come out to fight Qatar here. It's just not happening. You know,
it might be the next fight, though, because Rivera and but no, actually, there's one other one. It's the one Mafia said he wouldn't bet on with our money because it's so bad.
Well, I was thinking that
the co-main.
Maybe because they were on, you know, main ESPN that they would try to wrap it up by midnight, but I guess that's not the case. They'll go till their usual 1-2 o'clock in the morning.
I don't know about that, but Rivera beat the crap out of Stamen for the most part.
Yes.
I mean, Stamen had a couple of takedowns and some nice shots, a nice knee to the head, but I saw your boy Jimmy Rivera land all kinds of massive shots to this dude's head. Just massive shots. Getting a great reaction in the Club Forella, the chat room, otherwise known as Club Forella, Forella Pub. They're in there talking. I see you all in there. I'm in there talking to you. That's me. So it's legit. I promised, I guess, that I would try to go on there every night when I do the show so people know that I'm for real and that I'm cool with everybody and I talk to everybody. So so we got a little time here, just a few minutes left to react to some of the big stories today, obviously, that really that's what it boils down to. At some level here, I want to talk sports. The Derrick Henry deal, I love. I think, you know, I know that there's, what, 10% of the public and media believe running backs matter. Is that about right, Carver Hyde? There's not a person on the face of the earth that doesn't blow that smoke in your garage door that says, I would never
pay big money to running backs. Don't give big money to running backs.
That's right. And then I'm not picking a running back on my, I'm the last thing I'm doing in my fantasy draft is picking a running back.
No, I don't want to do that. No, they're not durable. Not durable. You can't give them big money.
Because in 5 years, they're shot. You get burned on those deals every time. So, and then I said today on Coast to Coast, then why do they draft them? Do they just draft them for the first 3 years of their career to get it all squeezed out of the orange juice in the first 3 years? First contract is the only one that matters. I just don't believe that. I mean, the bottom line is over the years, and seriously, like if you go back in history, I know everyone, like I know Frank Schwab said today, look at the history of running backs is that they all end up those second deals, those big deals they give running backs, they all get burned and it just never works out. And I guess you could say that, fair enough. But I, you know, there's been great running backs that are in the Hall of Fame in Canton that I've watched my whole life, 55 years. I've seen everything. I've seen them all. And I know at the end of their careers, they get a little sideliney like Franco, Harris, and whatever. But, you know, I've been watching great running backs. You've been watching them, Barry Sanders, Walter Payton. You've been watching them, Jim Brown. You've been watching them. I could sit there and talk about, you know, bulls like Zonka. I could talk about just on and on. Don't get me started. I'd be here all day. I'll be here all day, Carver Hyde, talking about great backs. Tony Dorsett, all of them. I could go on forever. I'll be here. Literally, I'd have to do a whole week of shows. So they always, this public today, this new age sports of fandom and media are just like, you just don't do deals with running backs. And I'm like, is that right? Well, so now all of a sudden McCaffrey and Barkley suck. And the fact that anyone even questions this deal with this Henry guy is laughable to me. In fact, I the numbers to me, 50 million, 25 million guaranteed. That's literally a breakfast tab at the Ritz-Carlton. That's what that is. That's a beautiful deal for the Titans, if you ask me. I don't think that's a lot of money at all. When you give Myles Garrett $125 million, and he's already got, you know, some people think two strikes against him in the NFL for the Rudolph fight, where he tried to kill him with a helmet. Now, that wasn't a fight. That was, I'm going to kill you with a weapon, your helmet. So, you know, they just gave that guy more money than God. $100 million of it guaranteed. I don't even know if I believe that. But if that's the case, that's the greatest deal I've ever seen based on, you know, I know the guy's had a bunch of sacks and everything, and I get it. But you're telling me that that guy's more valuable than Derrick Henry? I mean, come on. Derrick Henry is the reason they went to the title game. He carried him on his shoulders. The guy was unstoppable. He steps on people's faces. He stiff arms people. He runs people over. He can't be stopped. Defenses and coaches don't sleep at night because they have to play him. And in a playoff game, they start drinking over it. The coaches end up in AA over Derrick Henry. Am I wrong, Carver High? That's 100%. A cheap ass deal. 50 million, 25. All they really have to give him is 25 million and get rid of him because they own that.
They'll get their money's worth here. And I do. There are instances where you do understand what some of these guys are talking about when they say they're not durable, because there are cases of guys that
they admitted that.
It is what it is. But there's also some guys where you just got the feel. I mean, the Cowboys aren't regretting giving Zeke a lot of money right now, right? Did the Cowboys regret giving Zeke all that money?
Sometimes you just got to do it.
And the Giants are going to pay Barkley. They're going to pay Barkley.
I wouldn't give Mostert that money that he wants.
Yeah, you know, the Mostert thing is interesting because that guy is an absolute out of nowhere, had a huge playoff, and he wants to get paid off that playoff. You know, what he did helping them get to the Super Bowl, and even in the Super Bowl, you know, he played well in that game. He played very well in the Super Bowl.
Then do it again this year.
Do it over a whole year to make the big money. That's what you need. 700.
He had 750 yards, something like that. And a guy wants to be paid like he's got 10,000 yards. I mean, honestly, this guy, he's not worth it. He has to do it again, if you ask me. Do it again, then we'll talk. You've done nothing yet. You had one hot run, and you made a name for yourself, and now you want to be a paid and trade. He wants $4.5 million. He's making $2.5 million. He wants another couple million dollars added onto his deal. It's not happening. And frankly, it's not happening because he doesn't deserve it. And that's what he hasn't grasped, the fact. He has not grasped it. And that's it. He's just unaware of his value. Someone's giving him bad advice is what that boils down to. Not that he isn't good. Not that he doesn't have talent, that he's got skills. There's a lot of guys that have that. And at some point, at some level, you just have to have more on your rap sheet to get that kind of leverage and money. So that's all there. As far as Dak, I've talked about this so long, for a year and a half, I'm sick and tired of it. So I believe in short order, they screwed up because you add CeeDee Lamb to Cooper and to everything that they already have on that team, right? And I talked to Kevin Turner last night from the Eagle and from Ben and Skin in Dallas, and he said the same thing. Look, they are loaded, that team at receiver now, right? And this guy is already a really good quarterback, and he's thrown to all of them, and he's lit it up, and he's very exciting, right? Now you add CeeDee Lamb to the mix, so here's what's going to happen. He's going to play under a tag for like 2 years, this year, maybe next, just like Cousins. Then he's going to go, in 2 years, he's a free agent, like Frank Schwab said today, and that guy is going to get flat out paid. And first of all, I know people got all high on Kirk Cousins last year smoking that bone, but here's the deal. This guy's better than him. In my opinion, it's not even close. And so he's going to get his money one way or the other. And playing for $31.5 million ain't too shabby. So have a sandwich. Calm down. In my opinion, the only news I got for you today about the Dallas Cowboys is this. I saw Jerry today. I mean, he literally looks like the keeper of the crypt.
Look, what have I been telling you? What
have I been telling you about? Has he been out on the yacht too much? He looks like he's like a day away from death. Can you say that on the radio? Because I just did. I'm telling you, when I saw him, I almost fell over.
Jerry has not looked great the last couple of times that I've seen him. You know what I've said about Jerry. It's time for Jerry, who is now 77 years old. He's 77. I think that they just need to take Jerry and, you know, just kind of keep him out of the limelight now.
Good luck with that.
He says things now. You can tell he's getting up there a little bit, and he says some things that he probably shouldn't say. I think he should let his son, who does a good job, and they should let Steven be the guy, the point. It's kind of like, you know,
a long time.
You know what it's going to be like? It's going to be like, you know, those last couple of years that Steinbrenner was alive, and you brought him up today or yesterday on the anniversary of his passing. You know, the last couple of years that Steinbrenner was alive, he wasn't the same George. I mean, he wasn't out in the public. He wasn't even talking. You barely saw him in the luxury box. You know, at that point, the kids had started to run the team.
Right.
And, you know, I'm not saying that Jerry's at that kind of at that point yet, but maybe the kids should be more of the forward face of the Cowboy ownership.
Remember my dad at the end when he was getting old, and you saw him the last few years, I think at least a couple times, right? Did you not?
Yes, I did.
Okay, so do you remember when they get old, like super, like I'm just being honest here. Let's get real. Like life's very tricky. You're young, then you're old, then you die, right? So if you're lucky enough to make it a long life, but my dad in the end had like this whole skin thing going, where it looked like he was like purple, and you know, like you could literally, he had like, you know, purple spots all over his body and everything like that. Like, I don't even know if it's like blood thinners. I don't know what it is, but your skin at some point or another, you start, you know, aging like it's so creepy that it's like, I saw him and I was like, I went to see him before he died. And I was like, what's going on there, bro? I was like, what do you got going on there, bro? And it was so sad. He had all these, the skin and splotches and looked like, you know, it looked like he had like sun, you know, skin cancer. His skin was that way. And I swear to God, today I saw my dad, but my dad was 10 years older than Jerry. And I saw Jerry. When I saw Jerry, I was like, hey, what's up, Dad? I saw him. He looked just like my dad at the end of the road with the skin thing going. I was like, what is happening here? And you know what? I'm mean enough to do this on the show. I just want everyone to know Carver High knows I'm willing to go there. I'm willing to make fun of people, even when they're old, or even because I'm old. I make fun of myself like no one's business. And just so you know, we're going to run the Ian Poulter fart on the show forever. We have a.
It has definitely become. It's become part of the rotation. It's become any day now when we bring up golf, we've got to play that Ian Poulter. You know, taking care of business a couple of weeks ago.
Ripping ass.
It's unreal.
But it was one of the greatest dry farts ever. Like, you know, because I've always believed that if it's a, you know, symphony type dry fart where you can actually make it into like almost like music and, you know, carry a note, like, you know, he gave it a. And if you can get that out clean on the golf course without a, you know what I'm going to say, right? Without a, like a, do you remember when I told you the story of the shark when I was at Sirius?
I do remember that story.
It's very bad in khakis. I had the one time, one life, a bad day. I had a bad day. Like your boy Nick Cannon had a bad day today. Nick started going off on the crackers and the Jews, and that was the end of it, right? Did that not really sum it up? Did he not have the whole bad day with the whites and
about,
the Jews?
How about D-Wade saying, I wasn't supporting him. I didn't even know what he said. How about D-Wade saying he put the tweet out not knowing what Nick Cannon had said?
He's like, I'm just hoping that my brother just keeps pushing the cause. Like he tried to play like, I was just supporting his vibe, but I don't support what he said. Because what he said was so heinous that Viacom whacked his ass like nobody's business. All right, Sports Rage coming up with Morenci. And then later, 5 a.m., Bagels and Bad Beats with Scotty Wetzel. Let's bring in Morenci here. We do this every night and every day on Coast to Coast and on Perel and Avenge. We always love having Morenci on right before he comes on immediately after both shows and kicks ass and takes names. Morenci, are you watching the final couple fights here in Abu Ferrella Dhabi? Who do you like in that Kater and Ige fight?
Yeah, you know what? I'm a big fan of Ige. I like his fighting spirit. You know, man, Hawaiians are just tough as hell. But I think it's a bad matchup for him. He just fought a couple of weeks ago. Probably didn't really even win that fight against Barbosa. I think it's a bad matchup for him. I think it's going to be a really entertaining fight. Crazy-ass game tonight in the MLS. The Vancouver Whitecaps managed to blow two-goal leads. And, of course, Scotty, I have a freaking draw, bro. I've got a draw. Plus 300. It's 3-3. San Jose score in the 98th minute. They add 9 minutes. They score in the 98th. I want to throw up, bro. Like, this MLS stuff is killing me.
That just sucks to have it right there on the table, and then it slips off like a noodle. Let me ask you, you know, all the people in Vancouver and San Francisco, they go to Hawaii a lot on their vacations. They love to go to the islands. Have you ever been out there? I know you're in Vancouver. Do you ever go? Have you ever been to Hawaii? I've been there a bunch of times. It's pretty kick-ass. It's radical.
No, it's on the bucket list. I've been pretty much everywhere I want to be almost, but never Hawaii. Although they're in lockdown right now, man. Like, they don't want you going there.
Yeah.
And if you do go there, you know what? They're going to put you in jail if you leave your hotel. They don't want people coming and infecting the island. But I'd love to go and smoke some of that Maui Wowie out there,
you know,
and kick it on the beach.
I've been there.
I've always wanted to go to a Hawaii football game, Scotty.
Yeah, it's fun. And my buddy used to be the coach, June Jones. I'll tell you more about Hawaii one day. I've been everywhere there. You'd love it. Kona, the Big Island, Maui, all badass. Kahanapali. Oahu, it's all badass. Have a great show, Morenci. Great job, Carver High. I'm Pharrell. Good night. See you tomorrow on Coast to Coast, 4 p.m. Eastern.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.